Develop a strong morning power routine.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. Doing exactly what I love to do, sharing ideas of personal empowerment with you. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams, your hopes, and your goals. Ah, come on up. The weather is absolutely gorgeous. And you know, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, having a great day, it all begins with an empowering morning. Your morning routine sets up everything for the rest of the day. It's like a domino effect. That first domino is so important. Think about this. When they've interviewed people over the last 50 years, about what was the most important thing, many, many of the successful people over the last 50, 60, 70 years have written that it was their morning routine, having a powerful morning routine. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's any successful people that just stumble out of bed and kind of mosey around looking for something to do. All successful people have a powerful morning routine. It was so important to the ancient Egyptians that they would get up at sunrise and face the sun and worship Ra, who was the creator god. And what they were really doing is invoking that creator energy within themselves. An empowered morning routine will generally include some of the following. It will include some vision setting, vision creating, and meditation. It will generally include some movement, exercising, walking, running, yoga, weightlifting, swimming, something that gets your body moving, because movement is so important for our energy field. When you move, your energy field expands. And that means you attract more. You attract more of what you truly desire. Preparing. The morning is kind of like preparation before the hunt. You know, you've got to sharpen the arrows. You've got to make sure the bow is nice and taut. You have to make sure everything is perfect and in place for a great day. It's about getting your mind working right, getting your mind attracting rather than repelling. When you get up focused on the things you don't want, oh, I don't want to have another day like that. I don't want to do this. I don't want that to happen. You're going to attract more of that. Rather, get up focused on what you do desire in your life. And then it's about getting your body working right, not only physically through exercise, but nutritionally through what you ingest or put into your body. I'm going to share with you some steps here on a power morning routine. And if you will apply it for 30 days, you will absolutely notice massive change in your life. I am Robert Sink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Want to remind you that every month, at the end of the month, we give out three incredible audio programs that are not available on our website or anywhere else to those who follow us on Instagram. So just go to Law of Attraction Solutions and be sure and follow us on Instagram. Are you ready? Number one, spend time in creative visualization. I don't care whether you are practicing meditation, whether you are practicing Qigong or Tai Chi, you have to have some form of creative visualization every morning. Some people will have a vision board on their iPad or their laptop, and they'll just sit there, perhaps with a nice glass of water. I like to drink crystal water, rose quartz water. And, you know, you can sit there and look at your vision board and allow those positive vibes from your vision, from your dreams, to enter into your mind and enter into your day and your actions and your feelings. But even if you don't use a vision board, a few moments of shutting your eyes and visualizing, what is your life about? What do you want more of in your life? Attracting what you desire to pull into your life, not focusing on what you want to repel. Don't focus on what you don't want. Focus on what you do want. And if you'll spend 5, 10, 15 minutes in meditation, visualizing, you have embedded these desires into your subconscious mind, and they will begin attracting for you like a magnet throughout the day. It's like magic. It's crazy. But if you'll do that, it's so important. Then, as you're kind of coming out of that state, as you're getting ready, now you can combine this with other things. You can combine this with a shower, for example. Power I am affirmations. I am powerful. I am healthy. I am strong. I am wealthy. I am loved. I feel good. You see what I'm saying? Now, I like to do those in the shower because I've got all that fresh soap and scrubbing my body, and I got my energy field expanding, and I'm cleaning myself. That's a great place to do your power affirmations. I call them your power affirmations because they're short. They're short and they're powerful. I am.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
I also think that if you want to add a little bit of fuel to the fire once or twice a week, listen to the Manifesting Accelerator that we have on our website at our Law of Attraction store. And activate your DNA. Activate your energy field. I mean, you don't have to do it every single day, but once or twice a week in the morning as part of your morning routine, the Manifesting Accelerator. It's a game changer. I seriously mean that. You get it at lawofattractionsolutions.com in the Empowerment Store. Next, we're going to want to figure out, you know, some way to get our body moving. Now, you can turn on the TV and you can dance with somebody that's leading you, or you can be doing some kind of yoga work. You can attend a yoga class. You can get up and go to the gym. You can ride a bicycle. You can swim. You can walk. And I think, just from my perspective, I think that kind of mixing it up so that you're never getting bored, you're always excited and looking forward to your workout. But here's a little secret, and I think this is essential. Whatever you're going to do in the morning, say you're going to go on a bike ride, a five-mile bike ride, set out the clothing that you're going to wear the night before. Set it out, because you will talk yourself out of it given the chance. You'll say, "No, I'll just do this. Do 10 push-ups, that's good enough." Okay? If you're going to go for a walk, have your walking shoes and everything else ready to go the night before. If you're going to the gym, have your gym clothes. If you're doing yoga, have your yoga clothes. Whatever. If you're going on a hike, have your hiking shoes ready. But have it set out and prepared the night before. Get your body moving, because as your body moves, your emotions expand, your energy field expands, and you are attracting more of the life that you absolutely desire. Well, whether you are eating breakfast or not, and there's arguments both ways, and I'm not going to get in the middle of that debate. What I am going to do is say that if you are going to eat, make certain it's a high protein, high fat. I didn't say high bad fat, high fat, high in omega-3s, and all the good fats like coconut oil and olive oil, good fats, okay? Get some of that in your body. I like avocados in the morning with eggs. But whatever it is, make certain there's some good fat and some protein at the same time. I like to eat a little bit of salmon in the morning, but you can eat whatever you want as long as you have some protein. I wouldn't overdo the carbohydrates. Keep the carbohydrates to a minimum. If you're going to eat carbs, make certain that they come from a fruit or vegetable source and that you balance it out with eating some good protein and high fats as well. Finally, take action. Yeah. I mean, fire into it and tackle the toughest thing first. Get the nastiest, dirtiest, the one project you've been pushing off for the longest time. Hammer that first. Get it out of the way. And then soar the rest of the day. Keep building, keep manifesting, keep attracting, because you are co-creator of your reality. You have a great day. Be sure and follow us on YouTube and click the bell icon and follow us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher. We love you. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.